This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, Teresa? Did you hear me say that about Logan?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, what did you say?
Logan's homesick.
Oh, how is he?
And I was like, love you, Loke. And then I heard the 2 minute bitches, and I started jamming.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't hear.
I'm attempting to be a nice mom for once. But hi, Teresa. Hi, namaste, bitches.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back. I'm so happy to see you.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh. Before we get into Thanksgiving, let me tell you what happened this morning. Wow. No coffee yet. Vivian is 4. She's only 4 years old. And she lies about everything. Like, I could be like, what color is the ocean that we're looking at? And she'll be like, pink. Like, she's trying to get away with it too. So this morning, she's been having, like, all night last night and all this morning, she had, cover earmuffs, guys, if this grosses you out, but she's had massive diarrhea. Okay. Because
she was with
one of their grandparents yesterday. She was with one of the grandparents. They shockingly gave her too many sweets and my kids' stomachs blow up with too many sweets. So we're sitting on the toilet and I'm sitting next to her and I'm like, how many?
You should make her rice so you could, she could, find
it's
her.
It's 6 a.m. Like, I can't even make coffee. I'm so tired.
All right. Or some oatmeal, make her oatmeal.
Yeah. Well, we did that. But to try to get it all out of her system, I'm like, yo, how many bites of cake and ice cream did you have? And she goes, 3. And I said, oh, okay, 3. I said, are you sure? She goes, okay, 4. And I said, well, Vivi, which one is it? And she says, I don't know. Dramatically, I can't remember the number, mommy. And I was like, oh, you can't? Okay. I said, do you know what happened to daddy? Very serious, Teresa. I got very serious. Like, I was in her face. My face was serious. I said, do you know what happened to daddy last time he lied to mommy? And she looked at me kind of like getting a little terrified. And I said, I locked him in the room for 1 week. And he could not come out at all. No food, no nothing. Just potty and bed. And this little shithead doesn't get scared, doesn't get anything. She goes, well, you know what? Just like this, with the attitude, she goes, you can lock me in my room for 1 week and I'll actually like it. Oh. And she's not blinking. And now it's like,
wow, you're in for it. I can't wait to see when she's like 13, 14.
Not blinking. I was like, I'm making a fag neck to blink. She's not even coming close to blinking.
Is she scared of Josh?
No, even less. Like, oh, she runs all over him. Like, all over him. She's scared of me. So when she's like, you know what, mommy? Actually, instead of 1 week, she goes, make it 16. And I'm like trying not to laugh. I'm trying to keep a serious face because it's like now it's a competition. It's a war. It's a war. It's she's not blinking. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in to this little shit. Like, it's a war. And she goes, you know what? I'll like it. You can do it for even 16 weeks. I'll color. I'll put all my pictures up on my wall and I'll use all the tape, mommy, because we've had issues with her using too much tape. So now she's really trying to double down and give it to me by throwing this usage of tape on me.
Oh my
And God. I'm like, I'm like screwed. She didn't blink. I actually fell first. She won the war because I started like laughing.
I have to say all my kids were afraid of me. They really were. Yeah, they were. Adriana. Yeah. I mean, they all are, I think. But Adriana's so good. She like the only two. It's so great. Gia and Melania are alike, and Adriana and Gabrielle are alike. So I've yelled more at Gia and Melania and very little at Gabrielle and Adriana.
Because they have the mouth. They'll give it back to you a little bit.
Yes. Gia and and Melania will give it back to you. Yes. They want to like have the last word.
Of course.
And they say that I'm the same way. So they're like, yeah, mommy, we take after you. And then Gabriella and Adriana are not like that.
So when they're doing this, right? Because I was in a state of shocked because she's like, I'm not scared of you. Then I'm screwed with her, especially when she gets older, to like proud because I have a badass. Like she ain't giving down to nobody. But like, yeah, all I mean, these emotions. I don't
know. Yeah.
What did you do though when like they would give it back to younger Melania and Gia?
No, I would make sure they wouldn't. Like I would always have the last word, obviously.
And then for our fans living under a rock and just catching up today.
Yeah.
So, and then, but then would they back down and be like, I'm scared, or would they just like walk away?
Yeah, definitely. I'm the type, I take it. When I explode, they scatter. Cause then I remember everything that I didn't yell at them before. And then, I double down and it's not good.
You're keeping a tally of everything they've done in the last 16 years.
Sometimes, I don't know. I just let things go. And then like, it could be the smallest thing. And then
it's always the smallest thing.
Yes. And then that's when I remember everything else. So.
And then you're screwed because a woman is a psycho and we remember every detail. Any detail we need to remember, a lot of them we forget, I'm sure, like the important ones. But any little detail of something that you did to us, we will remember for the rest of your lives. And don't you ever forget it.
Yeah.
Ever. No, it's.
I mean, when they were younger, it was different. Now when they're older, it's like, it's better to just walk away now, you know, it's like walk away. Cause it's like, it's better that way. And I'm trying to teach them, you know, it's just like, you don't have to have the last word, you know, it's just better just to let it go, you know,
take a breath and keep it moving.
Yes. Yes.
So with all your craziness, so anyway, I had to tell you because I know we're going to get into Thanksgiving, but like I'm kind of still in disbelief of how she just stood her stance.
Like that means she's not scared of you, and that's not a good thing.
Oh, listen, if I want to bring out the big guns, I'll bring out the big guns. But I was part like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud. I'm raising like a tough badass who also is a compulsive liar. So it's like, you know, it goes either way. But I mean, you want to keep me in for 1 week, mommy? I'll do 16. And I'm like,
all right. So you should have said, all right, let's start now.
And she would have been like, I'll color and I'll decorate my whole, every single wall in my room, my whole room with all my paintings. And I'll use all the tape, mommy. And I'm like, damn. Okay. I'm screwed. Cause 14, she's already going with me. But listen, she was really going, we would know who was the last one standing. Okay. I just let her have her moment and it was a glorious moment. I must say.
That's good.
So anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
I was good. Just chill. You know, I ate too much. It was good.
We're supposed to eat too much on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. Louie and I cooked. It was so good. We made a turkey breast this time.
So you ended up doing that.
Yeah. We made two turkey breasts, a ham, and then all sides.
Amazing. And it was, do you eat ham?
Yes.
You like ham?
Yeah, I like ham.
Italian, you gotta like ham,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I didn't make lasagna because I was like, that's too much food. Because I remember my mom used to make lasagna too, but that's just too much.
Yeah, so all the sides, a lot.
Yeah, I made a lot. Yeah, so it was a beautiful Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was really good. And then after we went, like, you know, then they had to go to their boyfriend's houses, whoever has boyfriends. And then they went to Joe's family's house. And then we all met up and I picked up Melania at my ex-sister-in-law's house. And we went to Times Square. And then I came back home. I met G and Adriana at the house, picked up the gang, and we went to Times Square to see us in Times Square live. It was awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah, that was so amazing. That was so much fun. And I wish Gabriella could have been here. She was here, but then she had to leave to go to the airport to get back to Michigan for the Ohio State game.
Yeah, and we don't need to talk about that.
I made a mistake. It was not Friday. The game was Saturday.
When did you make a mistake?
I said that the game was going to be Friday. The game was Saturday.
Oh, I didn't.
But she flew back, you know, first thing Friday morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to get there, to prepare, you know, she took her best friend with her. Her best friend goes to Alabama. So she took her best friend with her. And then they went to
to the big house for the game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So her best friend came with her from, you know, she goes to Alabama and she came. She went to Ohio. She went to Michigan with her.
I saw the pictures from
the seat. I sent it to you. So, and then they ended up going on the field afterwards. It was so amazing. I watched the game. The game was so good. It was so good.
Yeah,
the game
was really
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, it was such a good game. They're both amazing football teams. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. They're both incredible teams.
Games like that. They're so intense and it keeps you on the edge of your seat. It was like fun.
It's more fun if your actual team wins.
Yeah, we won. So, I was so happy.
I saw your little life and I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And then I was waiting for the Buckeyes to win it.
I didn't even know I was live. And then Adriana's like, Ma, you know you're live, right? I'm like, oh, I didn't even do it. Like, it was weird. And I was like, oh, I should go live. And then I went, and then I'm like, shit, I hope they win. They better win.
Yeah. That was a very sad day.
Yeah. And then Gia called me too. She's like, Ma, you know, you're live, right? I'm like, oh, okay. And then I ended up going live. It was fun.
Yeah. It was so fun. So fun. The kids actually, Josh was like, oh gosh. Oh gosh. Because he's like, he knows that the rest of his day is actually completely screwed. And he's like, I'll take the kids. I'll take the kids. You should probably be by yourself right now. And
yeah,
so
next year it's going to be at Ohio. So I'm so happy that this year it was in Michigan and it's Gabriella's freshman year. So it was like, yeah, it worked out great. Yeah.
It was a nice little like welcome to Michigan and you got a win against the Buckeyes, which will never happen again. So enjoy
who,
it right
who
now.
Who won last year? Do you know?
Do you know?
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, I thought you were asking me this as just another jab to my heart.
Oh, Michigan won last year too? Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I didn't know because this is my first time watching Michigan and Ohio's game, you know?
See, it's fun though, right?
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah. I mean, I know there's people that go to all the college games. Matter of fact, one of my friends, Caroline and her ex-husband used to go to all the college games. So a lot of people are very into college games.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it looks like so much fun. And and the teams are so like, they're very good. You know, like it's so intense.
They're Big Ten.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah. And that's what I was asking. I'm like, how many of those guys end up making it to the NFL from college?
What? Not a lot.
Oh, not a lot. Oh, okay.
No, unfortunately, like, you know, you don't make it's just, it gets more competitive. It's like high school to college. And then it's not only playing ball in college, but then there's different levels. Are you going to play at an Ohio State, Michigan level? Or are you going to play at like a smaller school that's not as good. And you know, like these are big, the biggest, largest football schools in the country.
No, no, I know. I'm saying those, whoever goes to those, plays football for those teams, I'm sure some of those guys make it to the NFL, no?
Yeah, of course. Some
yeah,
make
that's
it.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Some can leave their junior year if they choose, or you can wait till your senior year. I don't know how many.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no. Not a ton. For as many players that are on a team, like not a ton. But of yeah. course, then you want, as it, you the draft comes for the NFL, then of course you want all your players to make it into the NFL. So then that's a whole thing. Like, which Buckeyes are going to get drafted into the NFL? Like, then that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you watch your guys in the NFL. It's like you grow with them as you would with your kids. Like, you watch your these players starting out, and then you watch them have an NFL career. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Football is a really amazing sport.
Yeah, I love football. Football and soccer, those are my sports.
That's what we did on Thanksgiving because we, you know, parents and divorce and all this, you know, like one side can't be with the other side. So we have to split up our freaking days. So one day we do a family on Thursday and then Friday we do another family. So, you know, God love divorce. And yeah. special occasions.
No, it was good. I mean, I ended up going to Joe's family to pick up my kids. Hi, Logan. Hi, boyfriend. Hi. I hope you feel better.
Hi, Deisha.
Hi, he sweetheart. Said hi. You're so mommy, handsome. You're,
okay, can you go? Are you okay? Give me a kiss. Are you okay? Okay, go play with us.
Blondie.
Are you okay? Okay, go. Go have some water, okay? He's I love so you. Cute.
I ended up going to my ex's house to pick up Melania. So it was nice, you know, to see everyone.
How was that?
It was good. Yeah.
Everything's fine with that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, all good. Like, yeah, all good. Yeah, all good. Really good. Yeah, really good.
Well, yeah, listen.
My brother-in-law, unfortunately, wasn't doing well. All of a sudden, I don't know, something happened to him. My ex-brother-in-law. My ex-brother. And, but thank God we had a really bad scare with him, but thank God he's doing better now. And,
good.
So I went to go see him in the hospital. So did Louie. So it was really nice, you know?
Good. Well, I mean, this is a time of thanks. And
Yeah. But not only this time, Joe's family is really, they're amazing. They're good people, you know?
Yeah, they are. And it's nice that the kids still have a great relationship.
Oh, yeah. They have an amazing relationship. Yeah, they're like...
Because at the end of the day, that's the most important, right?
Yeah, they're so close. So that's why we eat earlier. So we eat around 3:30, I think. And then after that, then they leave. And then they do what they have to go to Joe's family's house. And then, Gia goes to her boyfriend's house like that. Then, you know... So they do their
make
thing.
The rounds.
Yeah.
They have to say hi and get some pie from everybody.
Yeah. So then we met up and we went to Times Square at 10 p.m. And then we that's ate amazing. Again. And then we ate again.
Well, that's incredible, though.
Yeah. And then it was good. We got home like 3 a.m. And then go, yeah.
Dang. And then did you guys all sleep in the next day?
Yeah. We slept in. Yeah. Yeah, we slept in and then that was it. Yeah, then we chilled on Sunday. It was good.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's awesome for
thanks.
You and
then
the
we
girls.
Ate like late breakfast. I didn't make pasta yesterday because I was like, let's just no pasta because we ate too much.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? In the spirit of Thanksgiving and giving thanks and being appreciative, you know, I was talking to Pat, our producer,
yes.
over the weekend. And he had the craziest story that actually all transpired on Thanksgiving. And I just thought it was, I asked him, I'm like, this is so incredible and just touching and an awesome story. Would you be cool? Like, I don't want to tell your story, but would you want to tell your story?
Yes.
Yeah. And so
Hi, Pat. Here he is.
Hi, guys.
You guys, the amount of love that we have for this guy. This is our amazing producer, Pat.
Hi, guys. Thank you. I love you both.
Hi, Pat. I can't wait to hear it.
He works with us endlessly, effortlessly. He's incredible around the clock on Namaste Bitches to make it all happen. Like, Teresa and I run our mouth, but this is the man that makes it all happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. So grateful for you.
Oh, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you, guys.
We could not do any of it without Pat. And so Pat and I were talking, and Pat, I just thought it'd be awesome for you to share this story.
Well, I appreciate that. And I couldn't do any of this without you guys. I love it. I love being part of the show and working with both of you. It's so much fun.
We love you.
So I had, just to give you a little brief background, I have two kids. I have a son who's 21 and my daughter is 18, and they were both born in Guatemala. So they were adopted as babies. And we got my son when he was 6 months old, and my daughter was, I think, just less than like 2 months old. She was really, really young. So obviously they look different than my wife and I, and I'm married to someone, to my wife now, her name's Beth, and the kid's mom is, her name's Amy, and we got divorced a number of years ago, but our kids are Hispanic, obviously. So they've known their entire life that they're adopted, and that's never been a secret. And we've told them as much as we thought we should as they got older. But they've never seen pictures of their birth mothers at all, you know, and they never really asked much about them. And this past summer, my son.
Oh, yeah, because they both had different moms, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they both had different. My son was born in Guatemala City, and my daughter was born in a little bit bigger than a village called Mazatenango, Guatemala.
What made you? Can I just ask what made you pick Guatemala?
Or it's the culture. They really take care of their babies. They're a very family oriented culture, and they have a foster system that is really one of the top notch foster systems in the world. And when a child is given up, at least at the time, and this has been 21 years ago, but the versus living in an orphanage, they would go and live with foster families, and they were just taken care of like they were one of their own babies until we got to come down and bring them home. Oh, so that's why we chose, and it's awesome. Just a beautiful amazing. country.
Yeah, beautiful. No, that's good for other, you know,
people looking to adopt.
People that are looking to adopt. That's what I was asking. Right. Yeah.
So, but my son saw a picture of his birth mom this summer, and you know, you get different levels of information from. It just depends on what the birth mother wants to tell you about the situation, or like if they want to be kind of know where they live, give you their address or anything, or they just completely disconnect and don't want to be contacted. So both of my kids are totally completely different. My son, we don't have a lot of information on his birth mother. We have the picture of her and him. But with my daughter, Sophia, she hadn't seen a picture of her birth mother yet. And we have a lot more information on her and her family and her situation. So on Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, she said she felt like she was ready. She wanted to see to know more of her story. And I'd never hit it. Like I said, never hit it. I just wanted to make sure they were ready to hear it, because sometimes the details can be kind of intense.
Right.
And you're ready for it. And like, it's here. If you want it, you just let us know when you want it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So then she finally said she wanted it. And on Thanksgiving, you know, it was kind of a crazy day. And so I'd known all the details of Sophia's story, but I'd forgotten. After 18 years, you just don't think about it. And because it's funny, when even having conversations like this, it's like I never thought of her as different. Like, she was just my daughter. Like, I'd never thought of her having this whole other backstory of how she came to be, and how my family was never meant to be from the United States. Like, my family always was supposed to be from Guatemala. It's just so weird how that happens, you know?
Yeah.
And because I can't imagine my life without either one of them. Sitting Sophia down and telling her story was kind of intense. She came home from Thanksgiving with her boyfriend, and we kind of baby stepped the information, showed her the picture of her birth mom, and it looks exactly like her. Her birth mom, a picture of her birth mom holding her as a little infant. Aww. So it was pretty emotional, pretty cool moment. Her birth mom was very young. Was just 13 when she had her.
Insane.
And
you imagine, Teresa, in third, that's Adriana.
Wait, say it again. Her birth mom had her at 13?
Had her at 13.
Oh my, Joe's mother had him at 14.
It's unbelievable. What?
Wait, no, sorry. Joe's mother got married at 14, had Joe at 16.
Still, that's so young.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're babies.
Yeah.
They're babies.
So Sophia's birth mother was very, very young. Uh-huh. And so we kind of stair-stepped that and had the conversation and went through, learned about her family a little bit. This is all from the court documents. And she has eight or seven aunts and uncles, biological aunts and uncles that she obviously didn't know about.
Wow.
And Sophia was the firstborn. So she probably has bio siblings as well, I would assume. So she wants to go find them and we're going to help her. We have addresses of where this family lives.
That'd be so good.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where you want to know your entire story.
I just got the chills when you said that. Yeah.
Well, incredible. It's what kind of makes it even.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you been back to Guatemala or never? You never took.
No.
You got to take them there. Yes.
We will. She wants to go. In the court documents, it said we wanted to keep her, but we wanted her to go to a family that could take care of her and give her the life that we want her to have. So that was, I think, what she needed to hear.
Yeah. Do you guys know if her mom's still alive?
We don't know. No, and I knew all this stuff, like I said, for years, but we really started the process on Thanksgiving.
She had her at 13 plus 18, right?
Yeah.
She's young.
Yeah.
She's 30s.
Yeah, oh
she's
my 30. God. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty exciting year trying to track them down.
I can't wait to hear more about it. Yeah. You got to keep us posted, which, you know, and then look, and now Sophia has a beautiful life with you guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have a beautiful life because of her. And
exactly. Both. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, and Pat was telling me the story over Thanksgiving. Cause I was like, how's your Thanksgiving? And he was talking about this and I'm like, this is like the real life shit. Look at it. It's like a beautiful baby that has given life to Pat.
Right.
Who is like the most incredible. It's just like, I don't know. I just was like, I think this would be something so amazing to share with everybody because it's just so real and like real life. Like this is real freaking
life.
Yeah. And
you know what I was just thinking too, Pat? Like maybe it'll be great for you to find her mom too, because I'm sure the mom has a beautiful life now.
I just want to show her and her parents like what kind of life Sophia had because of their selflessness and because of them loving her as a little person more than anything else to sacrifice.
Yes.
That. I'll show you. Here's a picture of her.
Oh my God. So beautiful. Oh, send me that, Pat. I want to see her. I want to see your son too.
Okay. I will.
They're like so handsome and beautiful. It's
so
insane.
Beautiful.
So
well, thank you guys for letting me share that. That's
no,
very
thank
special.
You. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, you Pat. We love the kids. We love you.
Love you,
and they're so lucky to have you.
Yeah. And maybe we could have them on. And I'd love to meet
for sure.
In person. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd love that. That'd be great. All right. I'll dip back into my little hole. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. Anyway, I just thought it was like so awesome. And
my mom, I'll tell you real quick with my mom, her father, my mom's mom died when she was 12 years old. Her father said he was going to, like when my mom was like a baby, I think 16 months old. Oh, her sister died at 16 months old. Listen to how sad my poor mother, like her life was. And then like, she still grew up to be an amazing woman. Then her grandfather died a month later out of depression that his daughter died. Do you understand?
Oh,
like, yes. And then, so my mother grew up, she was a lonely child. And then her father said, you know, when she was baby, she was just born after her sister died at 16 months old, he said he was going to leave and go work in Venezuela and send money every week from Venezuela. He went to go work in Venezuela. He never came back, never sent money or anything. And then we heard my mother found out that he ended up getting married to someone else and had five kids. So my mother never knew who her father was.
So
and
who
I
raised
went, her grandmother, her mom's mom, and she died at 96.
Oh,
yeah. And she met my dad when she was 13. So that's where the 13 comes in. She met my dad when she was 13. There goes another three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she met my dad when she was 13, but they didn't get married till she was 18. Yeah. That's so I wanted to always find my mother's father for her in Venezuela, and she never wanted to find him. So I respected her.
Yeah. Well,
she's like, you know, he abandoned me and my mom. So she never wanted to find him.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah. So,
okay. Well, listen, what else we are grateful for, Pat, thank you for telling your story to your beautiful kids, Sophia and Bennett, and your new wife, Beth. You guys are incredible. And I know each one of you is as lucky to have each other as the other one. And just like we are. And what else, Teresa, we are lucky to have? Guess what time it is?
2 Minute Pitches.
Hi!
Hi! Oh, she's so pretty. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm so good. I know I only have 2 minutes, but I'm a season one watcher from Bergen County, and I've waited 14 years to tell you, Teresa, that you ended up being my favorite housewife because I was so impressed. I think it was season three when you and Joe started to have money troubles. Instead of bemoaning your problems that you couldn't buy Cartier, you went out and you hustled. And you created a cookbook empire, a liquor empire. I still have a bottle of Fabellini.
Thank you.
And I've never been so impressed by the housewife. You really took the bull by the reins and did a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm still working. Amazing. I'm still hustling because Joe left and got deported and I got left with everything. I got left with everything, like literally everything. And, you know, in Bahamas, you know, he doesn't make the money that you would make in New Jersey.
Yeah, of course.
So, and I, you know, and so I'm grateful that I'm able to do it by myself. And I mean, I met Louis. He's amazing. But yeah, I'm still hustling and still rocking and rolling. Thank God. And I'm grateful for that.
That's why we think you're the greatest of all time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And
so
I have questions for you both. Okay. I'll start with Teresa. With your amazing success in Times Square with the Sheen campaign, and then also being nominated one of the biggest, most powerful reality stars on television, as sad as I'm to say this, one day Housewives will end. Where do you see yourself going?
You know, I am not going to answer that question because I answered that question, like, I remember when I first started Housewives. And then, I mean, it ended up still being good, but I just don't want to predict my future because I never thought what was going to happen to me was going to happen to me. Like, you know, the legal troubles that we went through and me going away and everything. So I'm just not like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to see myself. So stay tuned and we'll both see
where I
end up. Yeah. Cause I just don't like, I don't want to predict where I'm going to be. Like, you know, God has a plan for us and I can't wait to see myself.
We're all waiting on
bated
breath.
And we're superstitious. Melissa. So we got to watch what we put out there.
Yeah, no, because I did that a long time ago and I was like, really? I never thought that was going to happen. So that's why I don't like to say anything.
I mean, being in the middle of Times Square is a pretty big deal.
Thank you. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Pretty cool. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And Melissa, I know you have a thriving career. You have a family life. What advice do you give to other women in balancing it all?
You know, it's funny because Teresa and I were talking about this, I think, last week. It's just, I think, be present because you want to do it all. And it's like, you want to be great at your job and then you're with your kids, and then your kids are like, why are you trying to be great at your job? You should be with us. So it's like, you're trying to do it all literally at once. And I think for me, it's just like, be present. Like when you're working, work. Yeah. When you're with your kids, be with your kids. Like,
and I imagine that's so hard in the era of having your cell phone on you constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I
mean, think about it. If someone can't find their cell phone for a minute, they lose their shit.
I know.
It happened the other week. I lost it.
and everyone loses it. So it's like, but that's everybody. So it's like, and that's okay because we obviously have to depend on it for a lot. But like just with my kids and as we've talked about too, Teresa, and as everyone knows, especially as a parent, it's like it goes by like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to not be able to remember when they were younger because I was on my phone the whole time when trying to be with them. So it's just like, if I'm doing them, I'm doing them. If I'm doing work, I'm doing work. Unless it's right now and I'm completely being a hypocrite because my son is sick at home. I'm doing both. But I think that's the biggest thing. Just be present in whatever it is, your kids, your relationship.
Or you know what? Or try your best. Because I remember when Joe left, I was all by myself. So I had to be on my phone. Like, you know, if they were texting me for work, I had to be on my phone.
Yeah.
I was all by myself. So I had to do both. I had to juggle it all.
Right.
So, you know, you got to do the best you can, you know?
Of course. You got to do you and work with like how you're going to survive. But if you can, for me at least personally, like if I'm hanging with them, I don't want to be like, what'd you say? Because like the other day, Logan was like, dad. And I could tell, I wasn't even in the room, but I could tell Josh was on the phone. And again, Josh is like crazy busy with his work.
Yeah.
Do it like scrolling through Instagram and like seeing people's posts. It's like, I have to get you an email. But like, even hearing that, I'm like, I just if you got to like step out of the room, I don't want to hear dad, you know, mom. That like, that makes me sad because then I'm not doing for them what I should be doing. So thank you. That's a good question. And it's a struggle every day. Every mom, every parent knows, right? But I think that's the biggest thing for us. We talk about that a lot. And we appreciate you, Kat. Listen, this one, again, like all the amazing ones, but like always posting stuff about Namaste.
Thank you so much for all your love and support.
It's my favorite podcast.
Thank you.
And she posts about Catherine is amazing and like, this was the one that was like, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so proud and like, I'm so thankful to be listening to my favorite podcast. Like it's this one that's posting that stuff all the time.
So, as much as you're saying appreciation,
we appreciate and love you, Catherine. You're incredible.
Thank you. I love you, God. Thank you so much. You.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, babe. Aw.
Hi, how are you?
Matt. And look. This is, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so Teresa, hi, Grandma. I don't know what to call you. I don't want to say Joyce and be rude. Joyce?
No, Joyce is fine.
Okay. Hi, Joyce.
So, Teresa, we met Matt at BravoCon. And then Matt and I have stayed in touch since.
Mm-hmm. And then great to see you again.
Through telling the stories and talking, he was telling me about this amazing woman, Joyce, who's his grandmother. And, you know, obviously it resonated because of Baba and how close I was with Baba. And then Matt starts telling the story about how Joyce, like the two of them listen, I'll let you tell the stories. Mm. But like, I just was like, listen, Matt, if you're coming on, can you bring your amazing grandma? And then this is how it happened.
So cute.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We live right down the street from each other. So we've been watching for a few years now. And every Tuesday night, I believe when it's on, I'll come down to her house and we watch it. And then we talk about it afterwards. And then, yeah, it's like a big night for us.
So. Oh, I love to hear that. I love that. I love that you spent time with your grandma. That now I lost my parents, but my kids were so close to my parents and I love that, you know, it's a special bond, you know, so that's so beautiful.
Do we have time for a question or?
Oh, yes. Okay. Ask a question. Yes.
Okay. Well, she asked what I'll do, what mine first. So my question for Teresa is, you've said over the years that sometimes you're given like an unfair edit on TV. And I just want to know, like, was there a moment that you watched and you were like, wow, that's not what really happened? And like, what was that moment? And like, you know, you can think of one.
Wait, now where are you getting that from? I'm giving it.
Well, I remember you were on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked you, he was like, something about like, it was like a Christmas special. You and all the other OGs were on. And he asked like, who do you like think it's like the most unfair edit? And you said yourself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I want to make sure because we're not supposed to talk about editing.
Oh, no, it was before. It was before.
I'm trying to remember now off like something that, I mean, I can't remember right now, like, you know, like exactly, you know,
that's a good one that we can think of though.
Yes,
and talk
that's
about next
something
episode.
I have to think about. Like, remember when Joe called me to see you next Tuesday word? Like, yeah, I didn't know that happened. And I was like, there's no way that he ever, I was like, he did not do that. I'm like, you guys edited that in. And that was not the case, but because he was drinking and he's never said that word to me before. So I was like fighting with them. I was like, there's no way he said that. And then when I heard that, I was just like, my mouth dropped. I was like, I couldn't. And he did say it. But I guess, you know, like he was drinking or whatever. But like that was something that like I never knew was coming. That was like, I was so surprised with that because like, you know, like if you fight with your partner, you know, the words that you call each other. He's never said that word to me. So that's why I was like, you guys, you know, you guys put that in there. And I was like blaming them. Meanwhile, I remember Andy called me. He's like, no, Teresa, that's true. Like it really, he did say it. And I was just like, I was like, okay. And then they showed it to me and I was just like, okay. I'm like, wow. You know, and I was so hurt, but you know, it was, you know, he was in the drinking and was just nothing like, you know, sometimes alcohol takes over and, you know, he slept on the couch for 2 weeks and then we made out.
I can see why.
No,
we love you guys. Joyce, it was so nice to meet you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, you guys, that was amazing. That, I mean, Catherine, Matt, Joyce.
They were so sweet.
The best. Dang.
Yes.
And thank you to Pat for telling his story. It's super personal, but I just think it's super important because, you know, it's like that's such real life and real world.
Yeah, and, no. And I'm sure there's, you know, that.
So many.
Just by hearing that story, like I know probably, you know, touch someone's heart. And they'll be like, oh my God, like I want to, you know, like if they were thinking about adopting now, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to do it.
Right. And it is, it's like full circle now, like for them to give back, like these women like birth them and now to grow up and give back to the moms and say like, you did, you know, like here I am. Thank you for keeping me and all that stuff. It's just like, it's incredible.
Yeah. If I couldn't have kids, I would want to adopt. Yeah. I think I would. I definitely would.
Yeah. I would for sure. Yeah. 1000% It's just, it was incredible. I'm like so happy that Pat, you know, wanted to, or like I wanted him to, and that he, you know, decided to share it. So you guys, thank you for listening as always. We're so thankful for all of you. Thank you for listening as always, every single Wednesday. Don't forget, you can watch the full video. You can see us, all of our guests, all the fun and Pat at YouTube, Herd at Media's YouTube channel. And Teresa, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Teresa Judice.
I'm at Melissa Feaster. And don't forget, Namaste Bitches is at Namaste Bitches Pod. You guys, thank you as always for, you know, sending us the best messages. Remember, we're doing that, Teresa. If you want to be on, or if you have
any merchandise,
our merch is out and popping. That's shop.her.media.com. It's still popping. And remember, you guys, DM me if you have any, of course, if you want to be on Namaste Bitches for 2 minute bitches, but if you have any fun bloopers from life in general, from Thanksgiving, the holiday, any bloopers at all, DM me because Teresa and I want to do some fun segments talking about everyone's bloopers, including ourselves. So thank you as always, you guys.
We love
you guys. And we'll
thank
see
you guys
you next Wednesday.
All right. Bye, guys. Love, love, love. Mwah.
I knew it. Another Herd at Media production.